Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Acute cough is a common reason for people to use over-the-counter medicines, but do these medicines work? Susan Smith from the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland describes the November 2014 update of her Cochrane Review, outlining the latest evidence on the effects of these widely used remedies.
Acute cough is a common and troublesome symptom in people who suffer from acute upper respiratory tract infection, and they are often encouraged to use over-the-counter cough preparations. National surveys in the USA suggest that in any given week, up to one child in every 10 will be given an over-the-counter cough preparation by their carers. However, there is little evidence as to whether these drugs are effective, and there have been increasing concerns about potential harms, particularly for some types of cough medicines in young children. Our systematic review brings together the available evidence on the effects of over-the-counter medicines for children and adults with acute cough. We included randomized trials that compared any oral over-the-counter cough medicine with placebo in children and adults suffering from acute cough in primary care and community settings. We included a broad range of over-the-counter cough medicines, including antitussives, which act centrally to suppress the cough reflex, expectorants and mucolytics, which act on mucus produced in the airways, making it easier to cough, antihistamines, which reduce local secretions and therefore can reduce cough, and honey, which has bactericidal properties and may soothe inflamed airways, as well as over-the-counter cough medicines that combine more than one of these. Alongside all cough outcomes, we were also interested in looking at the potential adverse effects of these drugs. We included 29 trials, 19 in adults, 10 in children, involving more than 4,800 people. About 1,000 of the participants were children, with the other 3,800 being adults. The studies often showed conflicting results, revealing uncertainty about the clinical relevance of the medicines, as most symptoms resolved within a few days, regardless of whether the adults or children took an over-the-counter cough medicine or placebo. 21 of the 29 studies reported adverse effects, with higher numbers reported for participants taking preparations containing antihistamines and the centrally acting antitussive dextromethorphan. However, all of these results have to be interpreted with caution, as there were relatively small numbers of studies for each category of medicine, and we found potentially important differences in how the studies were done and their quality. In conclusion, we feel that there is no good evidence for or against the effectiveness of over-the-counter medicines in acute cough. This should be taken into account when considering prescribing or recommending antihistamines and centrally active antitussive agents in children, when it is known that these drugs have the potential to cause serious harm.
Details of all the medicines in Susan's review can be found in the full review, available from the CochraneLibrary.com, with a simple search for OTC cough.